on the benefits of being too big to fail, no, we don't have an estimate. It's pretty difficult to control for all the factors that go into determining the size of the subsidy. I think there is some evidence that financial markets are, at least to some extent, taking into account the possibility that large financial institutions will fail. You see, for example, spreads in the credit default swaps that indicate some probability of failure. You see some discrimination among different institutions according to the bond market interest rates that they get charged and so on. So there is some evidence of market discrimination. That being said, I certainly never meant to say to Senator Warren, and I share her concern about too big to fail. I think it's a major issue. I never meant to imply that the problem was solved and gone. It is not solved and gone. It's still here. But there's a lot of work in train. We're putting in the Basel capital standards. We're putting in the orderly liquidation authority from Dodd-Frank. We're working with our international partners. And I hope that we'll make progress against too big to fail, because I agree with her 100% that it's a real problem and needs to be addressed if at all possible.